he nodded. They did. When it's time for Lily to get a mate, I'll be answering the front door with my guns and silver bullets. I couldn't help but grin, even at a time like this. We were somewhere deep in the Bighorn Mountains west of Ranchester, Wyoming. We'd tracked this guy here all the way from his pack land in North Dakota. It was early morning, an hour before sunrise. The air was cold, the wind whipping through the pines. It never stopped blowing out here, which was this fucker's downfall. We scented him miles away. This isn't my first kill, I admitted. First as an enforcer, though, when it was sanctioned. But I'd had blood on my hands before. He looked up from the body to meet my gaze. The moon was setting, but I could still see the question in his eyes. I killed a guy before, I admitted. His eyes widened, but didn't otherwise react. He was one chill dude. Shit, Johnny. I was 18. We went to the pack games with our mom, hosted by her old pack. There was a shifter there. He took interest in my sister. I spat the last because it still made me furious. Mate? I shook my head. If it was weird for him to have this conversation over a dead body, he didn't show it. As a retired enforcer, he'd seen all kinds of shit, I was sure. He'd walked away from the job when he found Becky, his human mate. Except he'd volunteered to come on this job with me since we were packmates, and it was my first. With Clint done, I was the new Wolfpack enforcer. Rob Wolf knew my past and had volunteered to take me in when I'd been banished from my birth pack. Knew what was in me. A protective streak. A mean streak. Hell, probably a hell of a lot of darkness. That was why I was chosen for the enforcer position. Besides being unmated and young. What happened? I thought she was interested in him too. Maybe she was, maybe she wasn't. All I know is I happened upon him assaulting her in the woods. I gritted out between clenched teeth. Worse than that, but I didn't need to say it aloud. I stopped it, but... I thought back, remembered the red I saw, then the red of his blood as it soaked into the ground. I went too far. He slapped me on the shoulder. Protecting those weaker than you is a sign of a good alpha. And to be an enforcer, you have to be willing to go too far. That's the only way to stop a shifter gone bad. I swallowed around the lump in my throat. Yeah, he'd gone fucking bad. You'll make a solid enforcer. You are one. I dropped my gaze, remembering after the kill what they'd done to me. Kicked me out of my pack. Separated me from my family. That kill wasn't sanctioned. He shrugged. So? If he was hurting your sister, that means he'd probably hurt others before and would have hurt others after. Clint had been a natural enforcer, protecting the pack and meeting justice that the council handed down. He'd worked closely with Levi, another shifter and member of the Wolf Pack, who was the sheriff of Cooper Valley. Together, they made great protectors not only of the shifters in the community, but the humans too. Their combined roles were crucial to keep us and our kind's secret safe. It also helped that his mate was human and Lily was both. Perfect. Now I was in Clint's role, and I was already friends with Levi. Still, I questioned whether this was a good fit. If I was too good, too dark for the role. I had to go before the council. That had been scary as hell. So that's why they knew of you. I laughed, although the reason wasn't all that funny. Yep. My punishment was that I got shipped to Wolf Ranch. Left my family behind. Wolf Ranch isn't a punishment, kid, Clint reminded. You know that. It wasn't. At the time, I thought it was, but now I knew differently. The Montana pack was pretty fucking great. I may have left my family with my old pack, but I'd made a found family with the wolves.